to those of you that are reside in the United States. Congratulations, we are no longer a democracy, we are a constitutional republic. And that is official. And you'll be hearing about that very, very soon. As you are well aware, there's a lot of military movement going on. Now, because the United States is a republic, we are all going to go through a lot of dramatic change. Because many of the organizations that we currently have, governmental agencies, NGOs, things like that, will all be going away. This will also include senior executive services. They will also be going away. However, it is expected they will not be going away without kicking and screaming, because they have actually been the force that's been working behind the scenes. Now, here in the United States, the states that joined the Union after 1871 are Colorado, 1876, North Dakota, 1889, Washington State, 1889, Idaho, 1890, Wyoming, 1890, Utah, 1896, Oklahoma was 1907, New Mexico, 1912, Arizona, 1912, Alaska, 1959, and Hawaii, 1959. These states are going to have to reapply to become part of the Union, because they joined the corporate United States, not the original republic. So as these governments are removed, the citizens of each one of these states is going to have to step up. And it isn't going to be so simple where you can just take, okay, those from the corporate and move them into the republic. And I'll give you my best example of that. The Senate alone, 93 senators have taken foreign campaign donations and cryptos from offshore as payments from foreign governments and foreign entities.